last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab. Well, everyone wants to know when Imam is going to come. But for that, we have some signs. Some of the signs are definite signs and some are indefinite. And among the signs, one of the things that is described is the advent of Sufyani. Who is he? Is that a sign of a definite one or an uncertain sign? We'll talk about that with Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome, sir.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. And thank you for having me.
First of all, let's just, since we are going to talk about we're just going to open up this topic of Sufyani. I would want to ask you, for our audiences, please tell the importance, like, why is it important? What is the importance of, like, describing this Sufyani?
Having talked about Yamani as one of the signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, now we would like to talk about the second sign. We said that according to many narrations, there are five signs which are described as the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yeah.
Based on the narrations, it seems that this sign, that he is Sufyani, is, based on the number of the narrations that we have about him, has a special position in terms of the importance as one of the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And the Shia scholars believe that the number of the narrations about Sufyani is so many that we can claim that they are mutawatir, meaning that they are widely transmitted.
All right.
And when it comes to Shia sources, there are narrations in great Shia sources of hadith like Al-Kafi, Qurb al-Isnad, Kamaluddin, Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, and Al-Ghiba by Sheikh al-Tusi. And of course, some of the Sunni scholars also have talked about him too. So there are some questions about him. Who is Sufyani? What is his lineage? And what is the time for his reappearance and the place of it? What are his goals, the course of his movements? That, inshallah, we'll talk about that in a series of discussions.
Yeah.
Now, regarding the reasons and the necessity of talking about him, the significance of Sufyani, there are a couple of points. One of them is that, as I mentioned, Sufyani is for sure one of the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. The second point is that, based on the narrations that inshallah we'll talk about them later, one of the main goals of the movement of Sufyani is to attack the Shia regions of the world and to massacre the Shia. And that is why, as Shia, it is important for us to know him, to know different dimensions of his movement and his uprising. As I mentioned, his main goal is just to remove the Shia school of thought and to massacre the Shia.
Okay.
The third point about him, which makes it a very significant topic as one of the signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, is that the dimensions of this sign compared to other signs are very vast.
Okay.
For example, in one of the other signs is Nafs Zakiya. We are talking about one person or the heavenly cry or Khasfe Baida, the fact that the army of Sufyani would be swallowed up. All of them are limited in, a short time and in a certain place. But the uprising of Sufyani is not limited at all. And we can come to this conclusion that it has some effects on, the events for the whole world and at least for the Islamic world. So, and one of the reasons is that his uprising is, a clear opposition to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his reappearance.
Yeah.
This is another point regarding this sign, that is Sufyani.
All right. We'll talk about more necessities after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us. Thank you. Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. We have with Dr. Karimi. And Dr. Karimi, you were talking about the necessity of knowing about Sufyani.
Yeah, I shared 3 points. And maybe it is because of these 3 points that we see that the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, and of course the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, they have also paid a special attention to this sign, that is Sufyani. Interestingly, regarding Sufyani, we have narrations from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, Imam al-Rida alayhi salam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, and Imam Mahdi himself.
All right.
May Allah hasten his reappearance. And all together, we have about 100 narrations regarding Sufyani. And this is another indication regarding the significance of this sign. And when it comes to the book of Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, which is one of the most authentic sources about Mahdawiyah and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. In his book, he has dedicated one independent chapter for Sufyani.
All right.
So all these points make it very clear that we are talking about a very important sign as one of the different signs for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, that is for the reappearance of the Imam, and that is why we try to talk about this sign in more details, inshallah.
All right. So we have a couple of reasons that we are talking about this sign in detail, knowing about the necessity of this sign. Firstly, it's a definite sign. It's considered as one of the certain signs of reappearance. And it has been described that he's going to carry out Shia genocide or he's going to attack Shia areas. So it becomes necessary for Shias to know the enemy, or you said there are vast dimensions of this sign, and there are more than some 100 narrations from Prophet himself and from other Imams as well. When we actually talk about this sign, there's again a question which arises in the minds, is that, is it a one person? Is it a sign? Is it a moment? Is it a reality? What is it?
Yeah, that's a very important topic, about not only about Sufyani, but also about the other signs, which are some of the other signs which are mentioned about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. There are two questions. First of all, is Sufyani a reality or just a symbol?
Yeah.
And second of all, if he's a reality, is it referring to one person or there might be a couple of people with the same name?
Yeah, is it a moment or so?
Exactly. Yeah. So first of all, we need to answer this question. Is Sufyani just
a symbol or
a reality? I mean, that is, we have a person named Sufyani.
Yeah.
If we mention about some of the other signs, for example, when it comes to Dajjal, of course, Dajjal is mentioned mainly in Sunni sources. There are discussions whether Dajjal is a name of a person or it just, a symbol of, for example, according to some people, it might refer to, social media, for example, which may deviate the people. So this word Dajjal, as mentioned in the narration, is not referring to a reality. Rather, in a symbolic way, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt have introduced Dajjal as a, for example, movement, as something which would deviate the people. So this is the question about some of the signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, whether they are symbolic or they are referring to the realities.
Yeah.
The same has been mentioned about Sufyani. The question is that the Sufyani, as mentioned in the narration, is it symbolic? If we claim that it is symbolic, again, we may claim that it is referring to a movement, for example.
Yeah.
Or no, Sufyani in the narrations is referring to a certain person with the name or at least title of Sufyani. So this is a very important question. So there are two theories here. The first theory is that Sufyani is symbolic, meaning that, for example, it is referring to an intellectual or cultural movement opposing the doctrines of Mahdawiyah. So it's not referring to one person. Or, for example, it can refer to the same has been mentioned about Dajjal for some people, that is referring to material civilization. It's not a person. So we have this viewpoint about Sufyani too.
All right. So we'll talk more on that after a short break.
Sure.
Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior with Dr. Karimi. And Dr. Karimi, we are discussing with you, is Sofiani a symbol or a reality? Well, you said we had two theories which would answer the question.
Yeah, as I mentioned, of course, Sofiani is one of the signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. There is no doubt about that. But yeah. Now the question is that Sofiani in the narration is referring to one person, or is it symbolic and it may refer to a movement, for example? Some people have claimed that Sofiani is not referring to a certain person. Rather, I mean, this name is just symbolic, referring to, for example, as I mentioned, a cultural movement or an intellectual movement, which is against the movement of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But this theory, we believe that cannot be accepted and should be rejected because of different narrations. First of all, there are a couple of narrations which refer to the name of Sofiani.
Okay.
Which means that we are talking about a person and not a symbol, not a movement.
Okay.
The second point is that some of the narrations talk about the lineage of Sofiani, the forefathers, for example, of Sofiani.
Okay.
Again, it shows that we are talking about a person and not a symbol. Third, there are some narrations which talk about the some of the physical features of Sofiani. For example, how his face looks like, for example. And some other points about, his appearance. And again, this group of narrations tell us that Sofiani is a certain person.
Okay.
For example, in one narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, إِنَّكَ لَوْ رَأَيْتَ Sofiani, when you see Sofiani, meaning that it should be a person, لَرَأَيْتَ أَخْبَثَ النَّاسِ, you will see the most wicked of the people. Again, Imam says that أَخْبَثَ النَّاسِ, among the people, he is the most wicked person. This is in Kamal al-Din, page 651, chapter 57, hadith number 10. And the next point is that there are some narrations which talk about the religion of Sofiani. Of course, many people might assume that Sofiani, of course, is a Muslim.
Yeah.
But there are some narrations which call him Christian, and we will talk about that later.
Okay.
But again, these narrations have a message that, again, we are talking
about a person.
And that is why he is introduced as a Muslim or as a Christian, for example.
Yeah.
And we cannot claim that it is symbolic.
Sure.
The next point is that the narrations which talk about the time and place of the uprising of Sofiani, again, they are talking about one special person. The narrations which talk about his attack to different countries like Iraq, Medina, Mecca, again, they are talking about one army led by a person. The narrations which talk about the fact that Sofiani would be killed.
All right.
Again,
this shows that it's not a moment or it's just one person. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi. You said that there are many narrations, rather, which show us that Sofiani is a person. Like, we have some narrations telling his name, some narrations telling his lineage, some telling the physical features. Narration from Imam Sadiq al-Islam as well. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Where is the rising sun?